On this wonderful solemnity of the saints, Peter and Paul were reminded of two things fundamental to our daily life, fundamental and essential to the work of the church. The first is this, it's what are we all about? In this gospel passage, it's explained. Why does the church exist? To tear down the gates of hell. Not to stand in defense and hope that maybe we can survive this thing and Satan just, we can maybe hold him off long enough and... No, it's to tear down the gates of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Jesus says, when I build this church, the gates of hell are going to start falling. So that's what he came to do. To conquer evil, sin and death. Conquer. Not just hold up tightly. This is why the mission of the church is to go out in battle. Not with flesh and blood, mind you. St. Paul was very clear on this. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's with powers and principalities. So we exist, the church exists, institutional, mystical body, to battle with Jesus against the forces of evil and to conquer hell and bring life and light into the darkness. That's what it is for. The gates of hell shall not prevail. We're on the offensive. We should be anyway. We should be on the offensive. In battling evil, not persons, evil, aware that we are constantly threatened for, and prone to attack, but realize that we have all the power. If we connect to Jesus, we have all the power. He's the rescuer, he's the conqueror. The vehicle of this great work of the church is also explained here. Peter, I'm giving you the keys. What's the primary function of those keys? Binding and loosing. And that notion of binding and loosing, which was given to the apostles, is the ministry of mercy. So how do we conquer hell? Mercy. Yes, truth, goodness, beauty, all of these are combined in it. But the primary vehicle is mercy, reconciliation, because it's the thing Satan hates most. Because he came to scatter, separated himself from God, and has taken his mission of separating us from one another and from God. The ministry of mercy is the undoing of the work of Satan himself, our enemy. This is why I thank God, and God rest his soul, Pope Benedict, so profoundly said, if you want to understand the means, the vehicle of the work of the church, that mission which I just explained, you got to understand Peter and Paul, and the one thing that they knew better than anyone else, perhaps ever, they knew the mercy of Jesus because they were opposed to him. Paul was killing Christians. Peter bailed on him in his greatest moment, and then was reconciled with Jesus, and Jesus called forth, do you love me? Yeah, with an imperfect love. Okay, that's enough. Imagine what Peter understood in that moment. Paul too. Were you the one killing Christians, and now you're one of them? Yeah, I met Jesus. So the foundation of the church is founded upon two human beings who had the most profound experience of the one thing that matters most in the end, Jesus' mercy. So the way we conquer evil, in addition to truth, goodness, and beauty, it's through our ministry of mercy, staying and seeking reconciliation with Jesus and taking that to others, and the devil falls.